The Paraná Indigenous Village is in mourning. On this day, family members receive the body of a woman. She had been suffering from tuberculosis. Days earlier, she was taken to the nearest hospital, some 3 hours away by helicopter. Even with treatment, it was too late.
We only have medicine here for simple illnesses like colds and stomach aches, or to stabilize a patient until we get outside help. Anything serious can only be treated in the city.
The Javari Valley, in the heart of Brazil's Amazon, is the size of Austria. There are no roads. Traveling great distances in this remote area is only possible by water or air. But there are a handful of small health outposts like this one.
We communicate via radio with 6 other villages to coordinate the medical logistics. It's complicated. We need 1,500 liters of gasoline to transport patients by boat, and it's a 3 to 4 days trip to the nearest hospital. Fuel prices went up and resources are scarce.
The 7 tribes of the Javari Valley who have had contact with outsiders are now dealing with new diseases: malaria, hepatitis, and even HIV. But poisonous snakes, a part of their habitat, also pose a serious threat. Snake bites account for hundreds of deaths and amputations each year.
A victim of snake bite needs immediate medical attention. Helicopters often aren't available. They can't fly in bad weather or land in the middle of the jungle. It took me 2 days by foot to reach a man who had been bitten twice in the leg. I had the serum with me, but he died 8 hours later.
Many victims are bitten during hunting expeditions like this one. The indigenous people prefer to treat snake bites with centuries-old traditional healing practices. But local herbs have proven to be less effective than anti-venom serum produced by laboratories. Medications that must be kept in a refrigerator, something villages with no electricity don't have and can't afford.
And even when doctors here are able to make an early diagnosis and guarantee the transportation of the sick to the nearest hospital, they still face another challenge: dealing with the restrictions imposed by the beliefs and culture of the indigenous people.
Many villagers resist the idea of transporting their relatives for treatment. The Corubus, who have had little contact with outsiders, are more wary than others.
They're afraid of leaving their homes to an unknown place, so we have to take the patient and all of his family with us to a hospital where they may be exposed to other diseases, putting the rest of the village at risk. The best solution is to have a floating hospital on the river to attend them.
The Javari peoples want the government to train their own tribesmen as doctors and nurses. But that is something that may take a long time and persuasion. Monica Yanaki of Al Jazeera, Javari Valley, Brazil.